Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show brought to you by JCPenney. Ruth B. Oh, hey, Scott. Ruth B. is coming to the Alice Lounge for a special private performance this Friday, and you can be there. Win your way in by listening to Jane at 405 and 505 to get on the guest list. This is what Ruth B. sounds like. You remember this song?
Love this. Edson's a huge fan, by the way.
Power Penny Days are here, where you'll find great deals for the whole family on select items throughout the store for just $5, $7, and $9. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
I love JCPenney. I used to buy my underpants there when I was a little kid.
Oh, your underpanties.
Oh, my little panty. I can still fit in them, too.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call today to get a jump on summer and a happier, healthier you. Scott Capurro here in studio performing at Sally Tomatoes in Rohnert Park on Saturday night.
And Martuni's the following Saturday.
Scott.
And then Sebastopol on Sunday, the night before we go on our vacation.
We're back to going to England on more vacation?
On more vacation.
I see.
And Luxembourg and Athens.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's, boy, you are a jet setter.
Comedy festival in Athens, Greece.
So how was your Easter?
It was great. How was yours? You don't really celebrate.
I don't celebrate Easter.
You just sit around the house. And
we looked out at the rain, waited for Hooman to get there to brighten our day.
Can I pause for a second?
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry.
I love this.
Middle. M-I-D-D-L-E. Middle is this hour's code word. Text the word middle to 80787 by the end of the hour. Message and data rates may apply for rules or to enter online. Go to RadioAlice.com. We'll text you back and confirm you're entered. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000.
Now, do they get a check, a cashier's check in the mail? Is that what they get? Or cash delivered to their house?
No, they get
silver
a check.
Platter. They get a
mail
check?
Mail them a check, yep.
That's great.
I know.
What a nice, I should have done that on Easter. Tried to win $1,000 instead of what I did. Yeah, I love Easter. It's my favorite holiday. Everybody else?
Yes. Easter is your favorite holiday. Why is that?
Because everyone's in a good mood because spring's about to happen. The flowers and birds and bees and stuff. And the family gets together. And sometimes friends show up because it's Easter. You know, neighbors come by. Mm-hmm. And it's nice food. You know, I like potato salad. I'm a fan. I like summer cakes. I like lemon drizzle. Who doesn't? That's my drag name, by the way, if you're wondering. And I like the whole idea. No gifts. Just no pressure. Just enjoy yourself. Just... summer dresses, right? Little kids in shorts running around, right? Chasing each other, trying to strangle one another in the back garden. The whole thing. It's great.
So it was just idyllic at your dad's house.
No, that was not my Easter. My Easter was I crushed my finger in the door at the punchline, holding it open for someone. That's me being nice.
Okay, hold that up so the camera can see it.
Oh, crushed my finger.
Wrong way.
I don't think there's any camera in that direction. The camera's right up there. Hold
it
that
really
up.
Hurt. I thought the camera was implanted in Vinny's forehead. I was holding it for him. I thought
so
was
that was your own fault.
Oh my God. What?
Oh, our unicorn frappuccinos.
Oh my God, Hooman.
It took forever to bake.
What a lovely.
Wait,
did you bring me one?
I
didn't get one.
Sorry, you missed the order.
He didn't bring me one. I didn't get one. Oh, Jesus.
This is the purple unicorn Starbucks frappuccino.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? What's in it?
Close.
It looks delicious.
One more.
Is it blueberry? Thanks, Hooman. Thanks for bringing me one. Jeez, the rudest host ever.
You want to sip?
No, I can't drink that sort of thing. But thank you. What's it? Is there dairy in it?
Yeah,
no, I can't. I'll get a bit farty. But thank you.
Oh.
I know.
We don't want that.
No. Wow, that is strong.
Really?
Very sweet.
It's very sweet.
It looks beautiful.
So apparently...
okay. So good. God, you're right, Hooman. That is delicious. It is. Starbucks rocks! You know they do refills. I know. Who does that anymore? Starbucks.
Refills?
No, they do on coffee.
Not on Frappuccino.
No, I love Starbucks. And free Wi-Fi. That looks good.
Here, have some.
You can drink that whole thing now.
You have the whole thing.
This looks like an Easter. It looks like an Easter treat.
I'm actually wondering why they're debuting that today and not over Easter.
delicious.
So it's a unicorn frappuccino, and it's
This is not an ad for it, by the way.
It truly isn't. We just said, okay, let's get one, and you don't need this, people.
Why unicorn?
I'm going to tell you right now, this is not an ad for Starbucks. That is awful.
Oh, you don't like it?
That is horrible. It tastes like bad gummy worm candy.
It's way
corn.
Too candy.
It tastes like sherbet. Like sherbet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ugh. It reminds me of like the sweetheart candies.
Yeah, it has that chalky, sour undertone.
The top sprinkles are pretty good. They're like sour.
Oh, well, I'll
try that. Try the top.
We'll try it all.
It's funny you said gummy.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah,
it's funny you said gummy. Gummy sweet thing, because that's what took my tooth out the night before Easter.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, what happened?
So wait, so you crushed your finger and lost a tooth?
Crushed my finger, and then a week later I went back to, and then it really hurt, had a bandage. I thought, I'm going to have to go to the hospital now. Right. And I've already applied, I had to apply for health care. Because I got a bill. When I was first here, I had a little stomach thing, and I went to SHE, and they sent me a bill for $2,000 because they gave me antibiotics.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Bang! So I went to pay it, and they're like, oh, no, we have to call the police because you're breaking the law by not having insurance. I'm like, what? They said, go to Medi-Cal. So I went to Medi-Cal to get the forms, and it's apocalyptic. You can imagine what that's like. It's like the deck of the Titanic right before it's about to go under. It's like packed with people, and they're screaming. Anyway, so then, yeah, Easter happened. I crushed my finger. I'm like, that's it. I'm going to go to jail. And then...
Well, why'd you have to go to the doctor for your crushed finger?
No.
I didn't, but I thought, I'm laying in bed thinking, did I break it? Do I have to go to the hospital? What's going to happen?
Is it just throbbing? I mean, it's awful.
It was
the
so
whole nail.
Painful
it
the first
terrible.
Night. I couldn't sleep. It was really... And then Easter, we got up and I went to bite. Edson said, Kaburo, I have this little Easter candy, a little gummy bear thing. And I bit into it. I thought, do these have nuts in them? It was my tooth. My tooth fell out. My tooth fell out.
Let me see the hole.
Oh, no. It was repaired yesterday. Right here.
Ah.
Fell out. And Edson's tooth had just fallen out a couple days before.
Why are the teeth falling out of your head?
I don't know. Because Easter's around the corner.
Our pets' teeth are falling out.
Exactly.
Fingers getting crushed. Teeth falling out. I have no health insurance. I'm going to go to jail. Plus... I'm trying to save a bit of money. Anyway, then we go to my dad's. I'm like, it'll all calm down when we get there, right? And the minute we get there, there's tension and people are drinking a bit too much. And I tell
my... So your whole family, like your dad has a whole other set of kids.
Yes, I have. From his second wife, my stepmother Dora, she had other children from a previous marriage. So yes.
Oh, so they're not half siblings.
There is a shared sibling. There is, yeah.
Okay, they hate you guys because they want the money, and you hate them because you want the money.
There's no hatred. It's all great.
Why was there a fight then?
Not like a feudal system. Well, there was wine, and then my sister's Mally, and then she's great, though, and then she and my half-brother have a little feud, like childhood thing that's never been corrected, and, I can sense it brewing, and so I say to my niece, go outside, smoke pot with my husband. Can I say that? Go outside. No, bad. Is that wrong? Go outside.
I don't know what you can say.
I don't know anymore. Just, walk around with Edson. And
get out of here.
Enjoy the grass,
here, right.
The nice green grass outside. Go. And then, because I sense it about to, and then before I know it, my sister's like, let's take it outside. Take it outside. What?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Very Maury Povich all of a sudden. So they go outside, and I hear screen doors slamming and stuff.
Wait,
and
so your sister and your half-brother go outside to have a physical fight?
I guess, and I'm washing dishes, helping my stepsister cook something. We're making Eggs Benedict, and I'm trying to be the nice wife in the kitchen, like, everybody calm down. Anybody want some iced tea? Let's not have any sugar today, okay? Let's all agree to not have sugar, because my child was Italian Easters. You get a huge Easter basket, huge, full of this delicious seas, huge things, big Easter. But I'm like, maybe we should avoid all that this year, and then we'll be nice. Anyway, they're out there like chest butting each other, like peacocks out in front of the house. And he grabs my sister, and I'm like, okay, that's it. He grabs her, but I'm like, that's it. I'm calling the police. I'm into that now. Since I've been threatened with that by the medical system.
So
I thought,
you called the police?
No,
on your family.
I hold my phone up. I'm dialing. I'm dialing. You see that? I'm dialing. And he walks. And then my sister like in the back guest room. I go back to talk to her. She heard me. I come out and I'm like, I don't say this politely or diplomatically because I wasn't in touch with my Zen at that point. But I said, you need to apologize to. We can't sit at the table and eat sliced whatever and cooked stuff with her going pushing her scrambled eggs around the plate. We can't. You've got to say, I'm not going to say I'm sorry. Why don't you go back to where you belong? He says to me. Huh? I'm like, what?
Where do you belong?
I know.
Where do you belong?
I think at a gay brunch with a disco wall and Gloria Gaynor playing overhead. I don't know what in the Castro. I don't know what he's talking. I'm like, this is where, right? I mean, I know
this
it's
my
Brentwood.
Dad's house.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's where I belong.
This is it.
Well,
right?
You vacation in England a lot. Maybe he
meant
that.
He may go back to England.
Maybe so.
Go back on vacation, you.
go to that. Yeah, anyway, so. Then he stormed out with the kids, and then my sister's at the table set for 12 with missing five people at the end. She's down at the end of the table by herself.
There were children there.
He took his kids with him and his busty wife, and they're down at the end who thinks she looks like Marilyn Monroe. That's another long story. Anyway, they're down at the other end, and my sister's like quietly, no, I'm fine. Is there any bacon?
She left spaces between the rest of the gathered
family. She's down at the other end near the C's candy box. Can I have an English muffin? And her daughter said to me, oh, Jesus. Because, I mean, my sister's, just going through a divorce, so she's into the drama. Anyway, why am I saying all this? I'm going to get in so much trouble. I'm out of the will for this. Anyway, so then
totally worth it.
My father and my stepmother, who are great, but they're old, and they're like, what just happened? My stepmother thinks my sister's crying because my father fell down, which he did, but no, it's not. And when he falls, it's a long fall. He's 6'5". I'm the short one in the family. Mm. No, we're not crying. Dora, no. But she's never hearing
so
any
your,
on. She's
your
like,
dad
what?
Fell
what?
Also he, during yeah, all
he,
this?
He got up.
Why did he fall?
Because the chair is slippery. He's 82. He's tall. He'd had a lot of Manhattans. Anyway, he got up and kung, I heard the.
Or you
I,
pulled the chair I, from him as he tried to sit.
Let's speed
you
this process.
Fell. Fell. He was pushed. I need that Trans Am. Sarah says I need a townhouse. Can you? Boom. Anyway, so. Yes, he fell. And he's like, oh, and my sister's trying to help him. That's why she started crying. And I'm like, Dora, no, that's not my life. Dora, that's not, Dora, what? She's turning over hearing aid. What? Like, it's all like that. It's all. And Edson is sitting there watching all this like, oh, Kapoor, what's going, who are these people hired? Are they actors? Did you do this for me? Because it's hilarious. No, honey, it's not funny. He said, Kapoor, my family like each other. I said, what would happen to this? No one would grab each other. If someone grabbed my sister Kapoor, all the men would take him outside and boom, 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 bad, 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 boom, 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 boom. That's how I said it, like a Brazilian, boom, 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 beat him up real bad, boom, boom, boom. Then he goes to jail for the night to cool down. And then it's on his record. So if it happens again, he goes to prison. I'm like, that sounds like a great solution. Let's boom, boom. But he was gone by then. And then we all try to hang up, pretend like it hadn't just happened, which is so weird. People walking, around like, oh, he didn't just try to beat my sister up and drive off in his truck. It was so
awkward.
Wait,
so he drove off and then came back?
And tried to apologize. And she's like, no, get away from me. Ah. Oh. I mean, for me, that's it. That's
oh, my
it.
God. That sounds like such a delightful family Easter.
Jesus. And for me, it's it. I can't see that person anymore. That's it. Physical violence for me is where I draw the line. So now I can't. That's it.
So that's it for you and your half brother.
That's it. And all of it. I mean, that part of the, this is why I stayed away for so long. This is why when I was offered vacations in Britain so often, I said yes. This is part of the reason why. Because this is how it's been since my childhood. This is every week, almost every holiday. People screaming in restaurants. Restaurant managers running up to the table. Are you guys okay?
It's weird knowing you. It's very surprising to hear that there's so much drama in your life.
I'm the quiet one.
Are you?
Yes.
Wasn't it just not your day?
I'm the quiet, reserved one. Mm-hmm. And so I said to my husband, you see how by getting me, you scored from the rest of them. Mm-hmm. You got the good one. You see that, right? You see that.
I think a lot of people say that about their relationships. Like, after you visit their family or your family and you go, see, you got the best one in the family.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And Edson tells me that about himself, too. And in fact, it's hilarious because when we work out together, he winks at me when all these older guys come over and go, you look great. Wow, look at you. I love those shorts. Are they new? Oh, look at your arms. All the time at the gym. It's hilarious. And he winks at me from across the gym like, see, Kapoor, you did pretty well. I'm like, does that old guy have a nice house? Can we go over for lunch? I bet he's got really good wine. I said, Edson, just be nice to him, right? Just let him grab your,
This is what you two are up to.
You're angling for him to get a rich boyfriend?
No, just an invite up to Telegraph Hill. I just want table service, right? A nice rosé imported from Argentina. Wouldn't that be nice? Right?
So you walked an angry lady. Tell me the story.
Oh, my God.
Where was this show?
At Kell's in North Beach. I said yes to some gig 2 nights ago because I didn't want to be in the house. My husband and I aren't speaking. Anyway, I didn't want to. I just didn't. We aren't. I've had it. Anyway, so I look, I'm very emotional right now. I need supportive satellites. We've talked about this.
Yeah, for 20 years. Oh, we try to support you.
I don't feel batting us out of the sky.
I'm not feeling.
I come in here and I get...
So you're on stage.
Oh, yeah. And I'm,
and this lady... And tell the joke that wasn't funny.
I was, no, it was... No. It's
tell
not
it.
That... It, no, you...
This lady stands up and goes,
funny.
That's not funny.
That thing was funny.
No, it's not.
That
it's not funny. It was
so
very funny.
Scott tells me the story when we're off the air. And his delivery on it... I was like, oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, and then I thought to myself, that is not how he delivered.
No, because
it that
I sometimes I remove the mask when I'm on stage. I let them see who I really am.
Well, you shouldn't do that. You should actually keep the mask up. And you should, like, if you get mad at a heckler,
yeah,
you should have delivered the response to the heckle was actually very funny.
Really?
But when you were screaming it at someone,
right,
like all frantic with
like
your
Vinny
hands
says,
waving
I do with
and stuff, yeah,
all that, yeah. When I take over the, yeah,
right. That's less effective because you just seem like a madman. But if you delivered it
menacing,
with a straight face,
in
that
a menacing,
you,
yeah. In a
so start with the joke.
Oh well, she was. I was saying, well, as I told you, I had to apply for medical insurance, right? For Medi-Cal. He's had it with me. I had to apply for.
No,
Medi-Cal.
You know what? It's funny when you're a show killer on your own show.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It's when you do it here or in England or wherever
right.
else you are, where the people are like. Okay.
Will he ever stop?
Walk that outside.
Zip it.
Okay,
zip
so
it.
You're telling a joke about...
Did I kill this show?
God, no. You're okay right now. So far, so good. We're still alive.
All right. So, yes. Yeah, oh, right. So, I was offered this gig. I said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I want to be at home. And I'm on set. I tell this joke because I had to apply for medical insurance. So, everywhere I go, they're like, oh, for all these forms and things. They're like, what's your wife's name? You're married. What's your wife's name? I'm like, wife? I don't... Why? What about this floral print blouse makes you think, I have... Look at me. There's no wife. I'm gay. Are you telling me I look bad? Is that what you're saying? That I have a belly or I'm balding? No, I'm not heterosexual. And I said that, and this woman sitting on the edge of her chair at this gig 2 nights ago, she goes, that's not funny. That's not funny. And I'd done this gig as a favor for someone, and I was tired, I guess, and I said, well, you're not pretty.
Mm.
And she went, what? And then I you're right. I should have just said.
Now, deliver it the way you should have delivered. Just
I should have, like, well, I don't know what rock you crawled out from under, but here in San Francisco, we don't heckle homosexuals. I will set your car on fire for life.
Yeah. See, now that would be, like, that's sort of funny. Like,
right.
And the audience sees that you're calm and you're
right.
dealing with a heckler.
Right.
Now give me it the way you really delivered it.
Shut up! You know what? You don't get to come here and tell me what I can do. I'm gay in San Francisco. You go back to where you came, Tallahassee or Detroit or wherever you're done. Yeah, like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the thing about the car on fire?
I said, and you know, I'm gay from San Francisco. We have set police cars on fire for this. I'm going to follow you back to your car. Like that.
Right.
I got like that.
So that didn't go over
it didn't
as well
go.
As you.
Because then I had 5 more minutes to do. And that's awkward. Yeah.
You know, you can always...
5 long
You can
minutes.
Always stop the 5 minutes. I noticed you've been keeping your set lengths a little shorter.
Not really. But yeah, thanks for saying that. Mm. Even Yeah. I've tried. Mm. Even at the Throckmorton, I had like 25 people on Thursday night. I still had 1 hour and 10. Right? I know.
Only 25 people came?
Yeah. It was a quiet night. It was spring break. It's the slowest time
of
year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All the
okay,
clubs
all
are,
the excuses.
All, yeah.
Got it.
All the clubs are quiet. You guys are on break. No one knew about it. And the Throckmorton, 25 people. My hands are shaking. Why? Gosh, you guys make me feel like I have the flu after I've been
woman?
Here for a while.
Will you stop it?
Oh, Jesus.
Listen, I want
to By the
mention-
way, I'm staying till 9. I have to. No, I have to stay till 9. No, I do. I have to stay till 9. I got 3 shows I'm promoting. I got to stay till 9. So I'm staying till
Well,
9.
Promote them right now.
Just, no, I guess I'd rather
Vinny
just,
does not want you to stay till 9.
I'd rather just hang out. Really?
It's not you about can hang me. Out
you
out
can
there.
Hang out. There's
really?
A couch right outside.
Is that all right?
Yeah, totally.
Take a little nap.
Oh, absolutely. You're coming on the Secret Show, right?
I miss you guys, though. It's been a week and a half, 2 weeks since I've seen you. What about your Easter? I don't really...
I already told you about my... Oh, Vinny had a funny Easter story.
His
family's like, okay, it's time to go to the Easter egg hunt. And he goes, have fun.
You didn't go?
It was raining and the Warriors were on. It ended up that I won that argument because they all came back wet and went, it was canceled. And I went, well, duh.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Do kids don't want to get wet in the rain? Even
well, they're all in... I mean, my daughter was in a mint green Easter dress. She loves this. You know what she loves so much is the when a dress sticks out.
Flares out when she spins.
And has... It has a flow to it.
Mm. I used to love that too when I wore a skirt. I love that. I love that about skirts.
Well, that's the great thing about skirts. You can't help but turn in a circle when you have a skirt on.
Yeah. And all the airflow. It's so refreshing. Mm.
But she came back wet in her little mint green Easter dress. And I was like, well, it's too bad. Sit down next to Dad and watch the Warriors playing the Blazers. Let's go.
Will she ever do that?
She will.
Well, that's good.
They actually did sit down and watch the Warriors.
What
with
were you
me.
Wearing for Easter?
Pants. T-shirt, flip-flops.
So get, all dressed up.
Do you, yeah. You get pedicures?
No. Hmm. No, I'm not into that.
What are your toenails like?
They're cut.
Do you get a weird one? Every guy I know has a weird toenail, at least one.
I think
I
every person
have a
has a weird
toenail.
Really?
I do. It what? Was actually broken.
Which one is it?
As this
crushed?
Crushed?
Yeah.
Mine was broken that.
Pinched, sort of, in?
I don't know how to explain. It was pinched this way.
Yeah.
And snapped long ways. Ooh. And there has been a scar down the middle of my toe for 20 years. Mm. I don't know why it won't grow out.
Is the toenail a weird color?
No, just this. It's a normal pink with a big white scar down the middle of it.
All right.
Just keeps on coming.
And
out
it
of that
keeps
scar
staying.
Tissue.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing, but it's been there forever.
Well, you do bang up your feet. I mean, everybody's got some kind of janky
my leash,
toenail going on.
My surfboard leash wrapped around my toe.
Ow.
And yanked.
And it yanked.
Yeah.
Cracked it.
Edson's got a weird one, too. Like that.
So weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he runs it up my leg in the morning to wake me up, and it's stiffer than a normal nail. Oh. Give me the creeps.
He lets it grow out a little bit just to use it. It's so he runs it up your leg to wake you up? That's annoying.
He thinks it's, yeah, I know.
I'd be so annoyed if someone woke me up by running their
Thank you, which is why we're not talking.
Over the toenail?
Well, there's that. There's that, yeah.
What happened with
he
you
just
guys?
Gets jealous.
It sounds like you guys had such a wonderful
Easter. I know.
Easter.
It sounded like your Easter was a bonding.
We did
Which
bond.
Part is
oh,
the joke?
I didn't tell you the best part. We got home from driving from Brentwood. The whole thing was a funny story, by
no,
the way.
No, no. I mean, I understand, but I'm trying to figure out. So you really had all this drama on Easter.
Yes.
But you're also really not talking.
Oh, yeah. Because we got home, and the car died. After driving back from Brentwood, the car died. I had to call someone to charge at 11 o'clock at night. The next day, I take the mechanic. I come home. And he's angry at me about something. I'm like, why am I doing everything you get angry? I don't work for you. I'm not your employee. And so.
Oh, he was mad because you didn't get the car fixed in time?
Oh, something about. Oh, he was just jealous about something.
Well, you make him stay in the garage a lot. And
a lot.
He needs to sit in the car.
I do.
That's
and you
where
do.
He hangs out.
I think he found my Viagra stash.
What?
Why do you have a Viagra stash?
Is that bad? You guys
I don't know.
Have that?
Well,
no.
If you're not using it on him, then yeah, there's right. something oh, right. wrong.
No, I. Everybody has that, right? Brent?
I don't have any.
No?
I don't.
You
don't?
No. Don't only you.
It. John doesn't have any?
No.
Really?
No.
You've said in the past, you've said many times recreationally it's very fun, and I've thought about it,
yes.
that it could be fun, but
yes.
I just don't have I don't have access, and I don't have
you
the
have medical insurance.
And really, what would you do with it?
Yeah, well, just have... It's,
I'm
it's,
already horny enough.
Really?
So.
It's fun. It's... No?
So why would that be a problem for him to find that? Because you don't use it with him?
I can't. No, I do. I take it... Anyway, yeah, maybe.
Well, why do you think that's what it is?
I don't know.
Because he said so?
Yeah, because he mentioned it. That's
he
why
did.
I guess. That's
suddenly you can't remember why you're arguing.
Oh, God. And I've got a crushed finger. And I'm like, can we? This is not something that should be, you know, covered right now.
Well, you are really in it.
In
thick.
It.
Like, I remember when you used to be so carefree.
I know.
Like a will-o'-the-wisp.
I bit that little sour worm and I thought, I didn't think sour worms had nuts. I'm like, how's my tooth, my husband's tooth, my
Was your tooth aching before it
no,
fell
nothing,
out of your head?
Nothing.
You're telling me your tooth just fell out of
just
your head.
Just fell out into my hand.
Was it a real tooth?
Yeah, it's no crown, a crown. Mm. But still, I'm thinking, I've got to do Edson's crown. That's $1,000. This one, $1,000. I'm going to be arrested for not having health insurance. What if Medi-Cal turns me down? That bill's $2,000. I'm like, I can't recover. I tell jokes for a living. I've got to tell a lot
I'll
more.
Go to your dad's house and start telling some jokes.
We forgot to tell you.
Out of Kells.
Netflix is doing a ton of stand-up
yes.
comedy one-hour specials. And I watched the Chappelle one the other night. It was excellent.
Yeah, he's great.
So we'll give you directions to Netflix.
Oh, right.
Knock on the door. Gattas,
oh, right.
Yeah. Let him know.
So right down the street.
Yeah.
What am I doing here?
Hey.
Pounding on the door at Netflix.
Netflix, call
Where's
me.
The camera?
Before we go to break.
628-252. What? Should I get my number
go
out?
To the Alice973 Instagram. I pimp the hell out of this picture. There's unicorns everywhere. Believe it or not, Sarah is even having a unicorn
corn out of her head in this picture.
How exciting.
Did
Hillary
get stock in Starbucks? Did he buy some
Starbucks? We decided to try them. They're awful. Don't do it, people.
Yeah,
unless you have like a super sweet tooth and you love gummy worms.
There's
too.
0% coffee in this drink.
Yeah, that's not zero.
Is that good or bad?
I thought
that
was good. Want some coffee.
Oh, right.
I don't know. You know, people love pink drinks. That's fine.
I'll bring you Bay Club coffee. They serve Pete's. Mm, it's delicious. Mm. Do you want some?
No, I have some coffee, but thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. I actually have my thermos over
here. If you guys could all like and comment on the picture,
we will. Thank you, Human.
Go there
all right,
now.
Scott.
Oh, I have to go, don't I?
Yeah, Sally Tomatoes this Saturday.
Yes, and then Martoonies the following Saturday.
All right. Any other gigs you want
to
do?
And then Sebastopol Hot Monk on Sunday, and then we fly away.
Mm. Back across the pond.
Well, I think when I come in September, I might be on my own.
Hit the theme song. See you at the secret show, Scott.
But I miss you guys. I don't want to go. I love seeing you guys.
We have a couch right out there.
Why don't I sit here? I'll be really... No.
You won't be.
I'll be so quiet.
No, you won't be.
No, I gotta go. No, I gotta get out.
I'm dead. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, brought to you by Pacific Sales. Right now, we'll take caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You'll score a pair of tickets to the Big Bang Gala, Party After Dark, April 27th at the Cal Academy of Sciences, with DJ sets, open bar, food trucks, and more. The Big Bang, is it a gala or a gala? I'm saying gala. It supports the Academy's mission to explore, explain, and sustain life on Earth. You can get tickets at calacademy.org or be caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Now at Pacific Sales, save up to 30% on major appliance, kitchen, and bath fixtures. Top deals. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. The Sharks had a great night last night, beating Edmonton 7-0. The series is now tied up. The Warriors play Game 2 tonight at 7:30. It's a home game, so that will definitely affect your traffic or the drive home tonight. Although, what am I saying? That road is never okay. Ever.
Right.
What is that, 580 right there, or is that 880
is it between
already?
Between the two of them?
880.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not only is the traffic bad, the roads are bad.
It's actually better to go slow on those roads so that you fall slowly into the potholes.
Go Warriors, though. Mm. Although, man, I'm going to have to switch over to Survivor.
Yeah.
I've been waiting all week for it. You know,
is it
after
usually
last
on at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Survivor? People are saying that it's... 2 hours tonight.
Oh, is it?
But I didn't see anything on that. Let me look it up.
Does that mean we're going to get one of those bunk episodes where...
Like a recap one?
I don't want that.
I don't either. That would be very annoying if that was the case.
IKEA meatballs.
Oh, snap. Let's hear about this.
You love them.
I do.
In fact, you've even said you're happy to go to IKEA just to eat.
Yeah. But listen, while I'm there, I'm definitely going to walk through the marketplace. Come on.
Well, and so the story that I'm reading here about IKEA's big bet on meatballs is that the store first opened in Sweden in 1958, and the founder installed something that continues today, which is the sit-down restaurant with a small menu featuring wholesome Scandinavian staples. Which is the meatballs and the mashed potatoes, right?
But there's also, there's all kinds of different stuff. You can get a piece of salmon. You get little salads. I mean, it's a limited menu, but there's some great stuff on there.
Well, according to this,
chicken pieces. And
their food business does really well for them. And
I'm
the
not
reason
surprised.
This
it's
guy,
always crowded.
He says he put it in there because the meatballs are the best sofa seller we got.
Oh.
Hmm.
People who aren't hungry hang out. And it is true if you find yourself going, okay, I got to eat. Everybody, let's either pick it out or let's get out of here.
Right.
But if you've got food right there. Anyway, their food division is huge. Over the past few years, they've decided they're going to expand to standalone cafes.
I wonder how they'll do.
They'll probably do great. So he says here that, and this is them. This is IKEA putting this out.
Mm-hmm.
30%. Of IKEA's food customers are coming to the stores just to eat. Whoa. That's dealing with the parking and the traffic and all the stuff to go get the meatballs at the IKEA.
Well, it's also really inexpensive. I don't know how it'll be in these cafes, but like you can feed your whole family there. I don't know, $20.
I wonder
bucks.
If that'll bring the furniture business down.
Over the past few years,
people won't have to go all the way in.
The company has done pop-up restaurants in London, Paris, and Oslo, which allowed people to get their meatball fix without having to go to the furniture store, and they've been super successful. So you are now going to see, and I don't have if they're going to pop or if they're going to put a cafe here in San Francisco. I don't know why they wouldn't.
I can't. But listen, if they put it near here, we will go.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, frankly, if I have a choice between like a quick plate of food at IKEA or a quick sandwich at Subway, I'm going IKEA. For sure. I love it. You get some actual vegetables. It's fantastic. I love it.
It's crazy.
Give it to me. Put it in my mouth.
I've only had a Swedish meatball. It was at a different restaurant, and I remember I texted you the picture of it, and I happily give them a plug, but I can't remember it. It's on the corner, street corner there in Las Gatas, but it was good.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it. That, you didn't say the name.
You didn't say the name, though.
Well, that was enough of a description.
Right. Street corner in Las Gatas.
Italian restaurant?
No,
no
Swedish.
It's a Swedish.
Oh, Swedish restaurant.
Can I ask you a question? This is going to totally, we're going to go off on a sidetrack.
That's
but
all
I
right.
have to ask you a question real quick. Speaking of a street corner in Las Gatas, let me find the picture. So there it is. Have you ever seen these bright orange netting that ends up, it's like, how would you describe this?
Let me see
it
this.
It sticks up above.
Is this on a street corner in Las Gatas?
It's on a street corner in Las Gatas.
Oh, yeah, that is, it's called story poles. That's to show what the building will look like or what the parameters of a building will be before. I've never seen it done with that hurricane fencing, but those are, that's to show what a building will look like once it's built so that they go through the permitting process and neighbors can see what, where, what will be blocked or what you'll be able to see.
I thought, I saw that on the side of the, of 17. In Las Gatas, on the other side, there's like some wooded areas. And I thought it was like a butterfly zoo.
Oh. Is that, I mean, you're a construction guy. Do you think that's
no,
what
I
it
think
is?
You're probably,
it looks like story poles to me.
It's orange netting
that shows the roof line of what will be.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard to say. Hey, that could be decoration. I don't know what that is, Vin.
Restaurant called Holtz.
Yes, that's it!
Oh. Ding, ding, shame.
Damn.
Ding, ding, shame.
It was good. It's really good. Mm. All right, back to IKEA. They make meatballs, and soon you'll have restaurants, everyone. Speaking of IKEA, according to a new study, people are most likely to shop at IKEA when they're 24. 30% of IKEA's customers are between 24 and 30.
That it makes sense because it does seem like that's the stuff you get when you're fresh out of college and on a budget, and you just need a quick desk or couch for your brand new apartment.
You outgrow IKEA by the age of 34, and that's when you transition to West Elm, Crate and Barrel, and Williams Sonoma.
Well, you do start to get to a point in your life, I feel that people do this, where especially now you own a home brand, like you don't want to fill it with particle board crap. You want to get pieces that like
quality.
You spend a little bit more or a lot more, and you get a nice piece, something that you might even give to a child someday, you know, when you die, your kids are like, oh, I've always loved that coffee table. And there it still is because it's not made out of melamine.
Made out of what?
Like a particle board.
Ah. Then in your 40s, you start hitting Restoration Hardware and Pier 1 imports, according to this.
Oh, Pier 1's, I think of Pier 1 as being kind of lower end too.
Really?
Am I crazy?
I don't know.
Never
I'm
go
just
there.
Reading what they say here. You would never go there?
Oh no, it's not that I never do.
How's Restoration Hardware? High end or low end?
High end. Very,
sure.
Very
Pier
expensive.
1 is low end.
Resto has good stuff and I've purchased stuff from them and enjoy it. But the weirdest thing was the time I walked into the store where they transitioned from we don't sell stuff here.
Mm.
You order it.
You have to customize it.
So I was like, I'll take this. And they went, all right, well, let's get you written up for an order. And I'm all, I want to go home with this damn thing. What are you talking about?
What about Z Gallery, high end or low end?
That's middle. I like Z Gallery. It's all right. But I actually, I guess I would put that on a par with what I think is at Pier 1.
I think Pier 1's great.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with it, but
Bed,
I don't
Bath
think of it as being high end like a Resto.
Bed Bath.
I go to Bed Bath, Blood Bath & Beyond all the time.
Yeah.
I used a 20% coupon there yesterday.
You were there yesterday.
I was. I had a very busy day yesterday. Went to the mattress firm and then over to the Blood Bath and Beyond. Yeah, to see Ed.
See, I listened to your commercials.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised, actually.
That I listened?
Yeah, that we've been doing them for 20 years and you're still listening.
Any update on that backyard?
On the backyard?
Nope.
According to the results, the best city in America, this was a new study, ranked the best cities to live in. And they looked at a bunch of different factors like cost of living, crime rates, how good schools are, how nice the weather is, and even how long the average commute is. All that figured in, you would think that the Bay Area wouldn't rank very high because of our commutes.
And how expensive it is.
Because of the prices, right. According to the results, the best city in America is Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Naperville, Illinois, just outside Chicago, came in second. Arlington, Virginia. Columbia, Maryland, which is just outside Baltimore. And then there's Berkeley, California, in at five.
Really?
Huh. Go Berkeley.
Go Berkeley. Go Berkeley.
The only other place in California is Irvine, California, coming in at number 10, which is where I grew up.
Did you love it there?
It was good for me. I mean, we watched them mow down all of the orange groves and build up all of the tract homes. But at the time, I was building skateboard ramps everywhere because there was all this free wood.
Uh-huh.
All over the place.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until police would chase us out and we'd have to go build a new one, but there was more wood there.
No problem. There's construction sites everywhere.
Everywhere you look, there was plenty of wood for skateboard ramps. So yeah, it was fine for me. What?
But you don't consider it the best, one of the best cities?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I would say I'm surprised to hear that. It's just strip malls and tract homes.
Right.
Okay. If you say so. Pokemon Go players are the happiest people.
Is that true?
Pokemon Go launched last year and it took the mobile gaming by storm. Non-gamers consider gamers nerds with no life, according to a new study, but Pokemon Go players are happier compared to those who don't. They say they're friendlier and happier. You feel friendly and happy?
You know, generally speaking, I'm a pretty happy person. I don't know about friendly. Yeah, you know, I do enjoy it, though. That's all I say.
You're still playing.
I am.
What level are you at?
34.
I feel like you haven't moved in a while.
It gets harder.
It gets harder and harder. You need a lot more experience points to level up.
So are you close to 35?
I am. I'm within 100,000 points.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
All right. Would you say you play daily still?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Well, they make it so that you have to play daily because there's these streaks you get on. The longer you play, the more junk you get.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're tricky.
Is it getting you exercise?
Yeah, I get out and walk around for sure.
How about a fast fact?
All right.
Adele was so focused on singing since she was young that she hasn't read a book since she was 6 years old. Nice excuse, Adele. We're not buying it. There's plenty of time to read a book.
No kidding. I mean, on tour, I'd think all you'd do is mow through books. But maybe she's just jamming all day.
She just hates books. Who hates books?
I kind of hate books. A lot of people don't
hate
books.
I just fall asleep every time I start reading.
That's the point. That's what's great about books. You lay down.
The Bible's good. I mean, the book of Luke, everyone.
Children in Armenia.
Oh,
we're doing the movie The Promise this week, everyone. Armenian genocide. Go ahead, Vinny.
You're far too excited every time you promote a movie about Armenian genocide. But anyway, the children in Armenia are required to learn chess in school. It's the only country in the world where chess class is mandatory.
Hmm. What? No reason behind it?
Nope.
Like, you know, sort of thinking skills. And
in ancient
strategic.
Persia.
Woman, good news from Iran.
I'm back.
Good news from Iran.
In ancient Persia.
Yes.
People debated ideas twice.
Oh, yeah.
Once when they were sober and once when they were drunk.
That's right.
The idea had to sound good in both states before they started acting on it. You know that to be true?
I did, yeah. Yeah, I'd read that.
Is that mostly because like good ideas happen when you're all wasted, and then they're like, okay, stick a pin in that, wait till we're sober,
no,
and debate it again?
No, no, no. I'm sure most of the ideas happen when you were sober, and then the truth would come out when you were drunk if somebody thought that was a really dumb idea. They'd have the courage to say, listen, Ralph, yesterday when I said that was a good idea, it's honestly terrible. You're an idiot.
Ralphie boy, a big name in ancient Persia, is it?
Well, you know. We'll just, maybe Ralph was an ambassador from a different country.
All right.
I sort of like that music's kicking in every time Hooman's talking. Like, you know how Darth Vader has a theme song? Like, I have Hooman's theme song going.
I think it was a good method. I think it worked well for them. I feel like maybe we should implement that here with some of, you know, Donald Trump's ideas.
I like that idea. I think that'd be pretty good.
Maybe they could tell him the truth of how they really feel.
No one will ever tell him the truth.
Oh.
Because they're afraid he'll throw a tantrum.
Did you see that book that's coming out about Hillary's campaign and the stuff
What's
about Bernie?
Called?
I don't remember what the name is. Did you read any of that?
I didn't see that.
Oh, it's pretty interesting stuff.
Are they going to destroy her again?
What's the point? She already didn't win.
Well, that's one of the things, though, is there was so much campaign turmoil. And
there was.
And they were trying to strong-arm Bernie into helping her. Now, one of the stories is they wanted him to do a commercial for her after he'd finally said, okay, she's the nominee. And he was like, all right, I'll do it. And they wrote him a script, and he's like, I won't read any of that. Mm. They wanted him to say, I'm with her. And he was like, I am not doing that. So then he cut the commercial, and they played it for focus groups.
Yeah.
And they were like, we do not believe that guy supports her at all.
Right.
And it never aired.
So
probably for the best.
Crunch.
So I'm reading a little article about the book. So it starts off by saying Clinton apologized to President Obama after her bruising loss, right after to call Trump to congratulate him. And then Obama's like, Clinton, you need to concede. But she repeatedly ignored the request and then did it the next day.
There's a lot of stuff in there. It's pretty interesting. If you're, you know, everyone seems to be so interested in politics now. There's some of the other side of it all.
It's called Shattered.
Ooh.
Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign.
Who wrote it?
Let's see.
Steve Bannon.
Amy Barnes and Jonathan Allen.
Anyway, I'll read the text after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.